What's going on, everybody? It's How To Tuesday. I got my friend Nick Davis from 239 Flies. We're going to talk about something that a lot of people need, and that is that maybe sometimes you have your tarpon flies, your bonefish flies, whatever, and then you get in a situation to where you need a weed guard. It's weedy. You're throwing it in the trees. Something has happened to where you need to put a weed guard on your flies. That's what Nick's going to help us out with right now, because it's a very good skill to have. You don't have to be the best fly tier in the world, but these are type of skills that you do need to have, like how to customize a fly, how to put a weed guard on, and it can make your, it can make all the difference. You can go from catching zero fish to catching fish. So Nick, how do you like to do the weed
catching
guard?
Fish is fun. That's what you want to do. Like, that's the whole name of the game. So I've got an EP tarpon streamer here. This is a 3-0. It's one of the bigger ones in here, but it does not come standard with a weed guard. But if you're fishing down in the Keys or fishing somewhere where you're going to need to pull this thing through some grass, you can put a weed guard on it. You don't have to be the best fly tire to be able to do this either. First, you want to drop your bobbin on the ground. That's really good for it. That's definitely how you want to start every fly. So you can take a finished fly here. You can put it in your vise. If you don't tie flies, you can just put it in a bench vise. I mean, just don't crank it down too much. But start the thread on there. Tie that guy around. Just give yourself a little bit of a base and then flip this over. And then you're going to use a little piece of Mason hard mono. You can use any hard mono any kind of mono.
What pound test do you like?
It depends on the situation. Like, if you're going to pull it through some weeds, I would do, you know, like either a single 30 or a single 40. Mm-hmm. You can even, like, if you're fishing some really dense stuff, you can probably go with a single 50, but I always kind of have a mixed relationship with weed guards, because weed guards are meant to stop the hook from doing what the hook was made to do.
Right. Understand.
Like, and the hook was made.
Yeah. That's really
and
important.
That's the whole kind of the premise behind the weed guard is we want to keep the weeds off. We want it to depress and get out of the way when a fish eats it.
Right.
So you if can it depresses make it, too much,
you can make you know, it be a fish guard, you know, there's no question about it.
Very quickly, very easily. So what I like to do is I'll start with a little piece of Mason hard mono. This is 40, which is the thickest that I will use for any type of single application. You can even, if you're going to use it for like a little mangrove guard, if you want to just put a little mangrove guard on your fly so that if you throw it in the trees, you can just kind of slowly work it around. You can drop all the way down to like 15 or 20. But take a little piece of mono. And then you're going to put it in your debarb pliers. Very important. You need a pair of debarb pliers to make this as easy as possible. And you're just going to flatten down your mono. Okay. And that gives you a little tie-in point.
So for anybody that's listening and not watching this, these pliers are good enough, I guess, probably. Any type of pliers would probably work as long as it's good enough to smash the monofilament flat.
The monofilament is round and we are smashing it flat.
Right.
And the debarb pliers, in my opinion, work well because they're not sharp enough to cut. All they do is press and flat.
So that's the best.
They work really well.
Those would be the best. But if you can get the mono flat, that's really going to help, especially if you're not a fly tire and you're just trying to customize a jig or a fly like this. Trying to tie a round piece of monofilament onto a round hook shank is difficult, and it will slide around and you'll think, what and how does anybody do this? But the trick is, like what Nick's shown us, is smashing that flat so you have a good a square to round tie-in place.
It's like pig and elephant DNA. Just don't splice. Little South Park joke for you. Anyway, so start that on there. You're going to tie, and then you're going to take the flat part, and you're going to tie that down right on top of the little thread bed that you've made for it and let it all slip out.
Yeah, that's how it'll go for most people.
Yep, that's how it'll go. So when that slips out, don't freak out. Just tie it back in. And you're going to tie in all of that flat part and put enough of enough thread on it to keep it in place. And then you're going to wrap your thread around the weed guard three or four times behind it. Yep. And then after you've got it wrapped around the weed guard and behind it three or four times, you're going to just bring your thread behind it and tie it and pull on it until you're pushing the weed guard up.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and you're just going to keep
up in this situation. If you're just listening, means more towards a 90 degree angle from the hook shank. And the idea with this, weed guard is you're just going to have a piece of monofilament that sticks off of the, in this case, it's the bottom of the hook shank. For a bonefish fly, it might be the top of the hook shank, but it sticks off and it just is going to offer a slight bit of resistance so that the hook point doesn't hit the weeds, or the weeds don't stay on the fly. They're just going to kind of bounce off of this weed guard. And, you know, it's not 100%. It's not perfect. You might get some weeds, but
you don't want it to be perfect, because if it's perfect, it's going to keep the fish off.
Exactly. So if you use too heavy a monofilament, or you use wire, sometimes you see wire, you just want to make sure that it easily gets pushed out of the way. So now you're measuring it out. How are you measuring it?
So now we're going to measure it out. I usually follow the memory of the mono, mm-hmm. and I will bend the curve of that mono back with the hook. So you have to think, if this thing's being pulled in the water and you get some weeds that go up against this thing, it's going to slide right along the curve of the mono, and then, you know, the fly is not going to get stuck. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to measure it, you're going to take this, and where you're going to trim it is right at the barb of the hook.
Okay.
So you're not going to cut it right at the hook point right here, because that's not long enough. So when you start pulling this thing and this depresses a little bit, you're going to leave the hook point exposed and you're going to start snagging stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to just measure this thing out just a little bit and bend it from the hook point to the barb of the hook. And that's where we want to cut it.
Okay.
Leaving it just a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. And then you can whip finish. If you whip finish with your fingers, you can whip finish behind the weed guard itself. And that way you're putting more wraps in between the weed guard and the hook point, which will make it stick out from the hook shank more perpendicularly.
Got it.
And then whip finish a couple of times if you're using mono thread, which I am in this case. And then you can finish it with a little bit of Loon UV, a little bit of Loon UV resin, or you can use some two-part epoxy, or you know, whatever you use to bulletproof your flies. That's what you'll do from there.
Yeah, and if you are going on a trip and you're going, especially to a place that has no fly shop, that has no resources for anything, taking a spool of this Mason Hard mono and a bobbin, you know, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea, because you could get
a very good idea
to where every time you throw in, you're hooking grass and you're having follows and follows and follows, whether that's bonefish or redfish or tarpon or whatever. That could be the difference between catching a lot of fish and not. And if you didn't get your flies tied with weed guards or didn't tie them on yourself, this is a way that you can go back at night and go, oh, I think I better have at least a couple with a weed guard for tomorrow. And this is how you do it. You just take that, but you can't do that unless you have it with you. So that's definitely something that you want to put in your bag.
Better to have it, not need it, than need it and not have it.
No, wiser words have never been spoken.
There you go.
All right.
That was the fire department wisdom right there, not the fly shop wisdom.
I like it. All right, well, that's a good trick. I liked how you smashed the monofilament. That was probably the best tip for somebody that's never done this before. That will save you probably hours of frustration right there alone if you need this.
Yep.
But anyway, that's how you can put a weed guard on a pre-tied fly. That's Nick Davis from 239 Flies. If you need flies, that's a good place to go. And you can find him. Where do you find him? Where do you find your shop?
You can find us at 239flies.com. We're also at 3431 Bonita Beach Road in beautiful Bonita Beach, Florida.
Right on. All right, Nick, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And we'll be madly tying on weed guards to all of our flies.
Appreciate you, Tom. Good luck next week.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me on.
See you.
Bye-bye.